Hello and welcome to The Blurb, or Le Blurb if you're in France. joining me today are, as always, Sarah Studer-Winter.
Oui, hello, hello.
Bonjour. And Adrian Lowe.
Le Blurb.
Le Blurb. How are you all? Yeah. You're good?
Pretty good.
Really good.
Really good.
I had an interesting Saturday.
Ooh.
I was a face model. Face model. For my skin therapist lady who was teaching face massages.
Oh, wow. You got a face massage.
And I was the face massage she.
You got a free face massage all day.
I did. And it went on for a while. And when I finally got out of that house, I looked at my watch and I'd been in there for 5 hours.
Oh.
They've just been pummeling my face for 5 hours.
What's the benefits of a face massage?
So this was a facelift massage.
I can notice it.
I do look 20 years younger.
Well, for 5 hours.
I wouldn't expect so.
You'd expect nothing less. so that was the better part of my weekend.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Big chunk.
At least 5 hours worth. I mean, that's, I don't know if you could do the maths on percentages, but.
Do you guys get facials? Is that thing to do?
I like a massage. I like a sports massage where I get really in there, really pummel you. Because I have tension in my back and my shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. I like feeling like you've just been hit by a car. Oh, that's great.
Your body does need it.
And do you get weird if it's a guy, if it's a male massage therapist?
Yeah. I mean, slightly. I mean, I don't mind. As long as they're good at a job, I don't care. But I'd prefer a woman. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. And they have seemed to be women. So it's not like I've picked and gone, I'd rather have a woman, please.
Yeah, I've never gone in somewhere where there's a guy that's doing it.
Because mine are usually guys. I don't know if they match us up.
I've always wanted a horse. if those horse hoofs to just get that.
Adrian, you'd die. you'd get pummeled by a horse.
One hoof at a time.
Would you be able to teach a horse to do that? One hoof at a time.
They can do crazy things with horses. Have you seen dressage before? It's the weirdest. Yeah. How they can get a horse to do that?
If they can do dressage, they can do massage.
Shall we read this week's blurb?
Yes,
please. Let's do it. London, 1936. Lena Aldridge is wondering if life has passed her by. The dazzling theatre career she hoped for hasn't worked out. Instead, she's stuck singing in a sticky-floored basement club in Soho, and her married lover has just left her. She has nothing to look forward to until a stranger offers her a chance of a lifetime. A starring role on Broadway, and a first-class ticket on the Queen Mary bound for New York. After a murder at the club, the timing couldn't be better, and Lena jumps at the chance to escape England until death follows her onto the ship and she realises that her greatest performance has already begun because someone is making manoeuvres behind the scenes and there's one thing on their mind. Murder.
Murder on a cruise ship.
Reminds me very Agatha Christie-esque. Yeah, that kind of period and...
Indeed. 1930s, did you say?
36, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In between wars?
Yes.
good history, well done.
Yeah, very good.
Just setting the scene.
So she's down on her luck, old Lena. Yeah. Wanted to be an actor, hasn't worked out. No. We've all been there. but now she's in a dodgy nightclub in Soho.
Yep, and there's just been a murder.
Oh, my Lord.
And at the same time...
this geezer's offered her a ticket...
one-way ticket
to Broadway. Chances to become a star. But then murder seems to keep following her around on the boat.
Well, guys, see you on the other side.
Let's do another boat-based mystery. Here we go. Lena was just singing the final notes of a song in Dirty Den's Dirty Nightclub. a famous joint in Soho amongst villains and ne'er-do-wells. She's just finishing the last few bars of a song before she come off stage.
Lena, great job there.
Oh, thanks. When do I get paid, Larry?
Yeah. Look, we're a bit short this week.
Again?
Yeah, look, your numbers aren't doing too good.
I need to be able to pay my rent. I need to still be able to go to auditions. And I mean, I know I've gotten a lot of no's lately, but I can feel it's just around the corner.
Yeah, well, look, it's not looking too good tonight. All right, the best I can do is take 50 for now, and I'll work it out next week.
Thanks, Larry. You're a doll.
Larry, it's me. Do you want me to go on stage and do my strip tease act now?
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah.
If you got it, wear it.
I will do.
Or rather don't.
Lena, I just saw your act. Well done.
Thanks, and good luck tonight. They're pretty mean out there.
I don't need it. Once they see this beautiful body, they're going to just go mad with desire. I was being sarcastic. You did a terrible job. Sorry. Bye.
Gene goes out. The crowd are intrigued as he strips down into his underwear. Money's tucked into his pants and he heads backstage where he discovers a bloodied body.
Jesus Christ, there's a bloody body on the floor.
What do you mean, Gene?
Look for yourself, Larry.
Christ! Is that Cassandra? Oh, yes. She was going to bring the bloody house down tonight with a kazoo.
Kazoo, yeah, she was a great kazoo player.
Hey, Larry, sorry, I just forgot my coat.
Yeah, I know.
Cassandra
and the kazoo, yeah.
Does this mean there's an extra slot tonight?
There is, yeah.
Larry, oh, yeah. Put me on.
You might clear the bar early, so get out there.
I'll get rid of the body. Don't worry about me.
Oh, thanks, Gene. You're a doll.
Lena goes out and sings another rendition of all the greatest show tunes at the time. Spats, spats, spats. God, wasn't the Wall Street crash bad? I want a fella... And, isn't it nice to be a lady? all the top hits of the day. She comes down after a smattering of applause and gets a drink at the bar.
Whew. Oh, my God, exhausted.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, I'm Chet Chesterton.
Chet?
Chet, yes, hi.
Hi.
I just saw your act. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, thank you. Chet, are you a booking agent or a...
No.
Man with a theatre?
No.
What are you, Chet?
I'm joking. Yes, I am a booking agent and I do work in the theatre. can I have two Moroccan ciders, please?
Two Moroccan ciders coming right up.
Thank you very much. What a horrible nightclub.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm only here covering a shift tonight, actually. But I'm glad you're here, Chet.
What's your name again? Lena?
Yes, Lena Aldridge.
Have you got any headshots?
Oh, my bag is full
resume?
Of them.
Oh, yes, there it is. Yeah. It's bulging out your bag. Yeah,
so I'll take three.
One's enough. Thank you. I like your vibe. I think you'd be a very good fit. I don't know if you've ever heard of a place called New York City.
Yes.
And there's a place in New York City called Broadway, where they have all the theatres.
Oh, my God. It's
Lena,
happening.
Yes. What I'm asking you is to come to New York City on Broadway.
Yes.
And become a warm-up singer for Judy Garland.
Warm-up singer. Yeah, I mean, I did have my sights set a little bit higher, but of course, I have to prove myself to
exactly.
You,
I can see massive things for you. You've got to start. It's New York. Anything can happen, okay?
Chet, I will not disappoint you. In the first 2 weeks, you will see everything that I have to offer.
Two Moroccan ciders.
Thank you. Look, I need someone pretty damn quick. And I was over here on business and I saw you were singing and I thought you'd do quite nicely. Anyway, here's two tickets to the Queen Mary. She sails out of Portsmouth tomorrow. Be there or be square. That's a thing they didn't say in the 30s, but I coined it just now.
Well, that's going to catch on.
It will, I think so.
Amazing. I'll be on that boat.
Good stuff.
Lena heads back, packs everything she can fit into her suitcase. Barely sleeps a wink. Rises early in the morning to head down to Portsmouth, where she gets on the Queen Mary, bound for New York City.
Tickets, please, tickets.
Oh, gosh, this is exciting.
You get out of my way.
Oh, God damn it. What? Hey, hey, tickets first here, pal.
Oh, my God, I've got a place to be, yeah, all right?
This ship ain't going nowhere fast. Just give me your ticket, Mr. Gobbledygook. Is that, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Gobbledygook. Gobbledygook. Right. First class cabin?
Yes, there you are, sir.
Now get out of my way.
Ah, God damn it.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure where I'm going.
It's a very good ticket. You're going first class. Oh, Aldridge?
Yes.
Lena, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Lena Aldridge.
Lena Aldridge.
Yes.
Nice. Well, you look like a star, Lena.
Well, I am, actually, and I'll be a bigger one in just a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember this face.
I can't. I've got mild onset dementia.
Well, that is a shame.
That is a shame. Anyway, tickets, please, tickets.
Lena heads in, unpacks. Just as she does, there's a knock at the door.
Just a moment. Yes.
Hello. Can I see your ticket, please?
Oh, I just showed it to the gentleman with the Alzheimer's.
Oh, Philip, yes. He's doing the arrangements, but I do the final oversee. As you see, I'm the butler here in first class. There's only 10 cabins, so I need to see everyone's tickets.
Oh, of course. Here's mine.
Okay, Lena, welcome. Welcome to first class on the Queen Mary.
Thank you. It's so extravagant, everything. I'm overwhelmed.
Yes, it is a marvellous ship. Champagne?
Yes, please.
Okay. A glass or a bottle?
Thank you.
Okay, so dinner is served at 6 p.m.
This dinner, am I seated at the captain's table?
It's a captain's dinner, of course. You will be.
Oh, this is so exciting. And your name is?
Markle.
Markle? Oh, that's an interesting
Michael
name.
Markle, yes. You can call me Markle.
Well, Markle, here's a little something for you.
Oh, a tip. So early on. I'll be back again soon, I guess.
The ship set sails. Later that night, as they're sailing out into the Atlantic Ocean, Lena gets ready and goes to the captain's table for the captain's dinner. And she sits down. A familiar face is sitting next to her. Hi, Lena, it's Chet.
What? Chet?
Yes, it's me.
We're on the same boat.
Yes, indeed.
Well, that's exciting.
It's very exciting indeed. Tell me, Lena, would you like some beef?
Well, yes.
It's a tong situation. You just kind of serve yourself in the big plate in the middle. I thought I'd just do it for you.
I see.
Are you liking the Queen Mary so far?
Oh, it's perfect. Thank you so much. The first class tickets. I wasn't expecting that.
Yes, of course. Nobody does. Now, Lena, it's a one-way ticket, as you know, and now we're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I feel free to actually tell you this. You're not opening for Judy Garland.
Wait, am I?
No. you're not starring. It's a sex club in the middle of Times Square.
What? I beg your pardon?
Look, I saw you in that dingy shit house and I thought, you know what? This establishment needs someone like you.
Why? Yes. Never! This is outrageous!
But I will pay you a bit more money.
How much?
About $100 a month.
$100 a month?
Yes.
But that's hardly anything.
What was you getting in London?
I was getting £50 a night.
Well, you signed that contract and it's legally binding, so... Look, I know what will make you feel better. Having sex with me. Come to my cabin in 10 minutes.
I will not.
If you read your contract correctly and properly in the fine print, you do have to have sex with me. So.
Oh, I knew I should have got a lawyer to look through that contract.
I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Chet leaves the dinner having hardly touched his beef. And Lena is in shock. She's trapped on a boat with a sex trader. And is about to become his sex slave. How did things get so messed up so quickly? She needs to think of a way out. The captain sits down at the table.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Yes, the captain here.
Captain, hello. Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking. It's not you. I'm not, you know, starstruck to meet a captain of a boat. It's not that.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are, so it's fine if you are.
Well, it's fine if you are starstruck seeing me. That's perfectly normal.
Who are you? I'm sorry.
Lena Aldridge, first class passenger.
My God, never heard of you. But look, if you're here on first class, then you must be a star.
I am, and I'm in a bit of a pickle, Captain.
What seems to be the matter?
Beef, Captain.
Oh, yes, please. Two slices.
Two slices, sir.
Thank you.
I seem to have signed a contract with a man who is not what he made himself out to seem.
Oh, what is he?
Well, he dabbles in the dark business of...
flesh.
The flesh.
Oh, flesh trader. Well, that's disgusting. This sounds bad. I mean, there is one thing I can do.
Tell me.
Well, we can have you sing on the boat. And when we get to New York, you just don't get off and we can turn around. And I guess from the money that we should have paid you, we can give you a free return journey to London.
Well, that sounds amazing. And I promise, once you see me sing, you'll never want to let me off this boat.
So, what about tonight? Yes?
I'll be there.
Okay, 7:30.
I'll be there at 7. Oh.
Lena runs back to her cabin. But as she gets closer, she sees a crowd forming round her cabin door. She squeezes past everyone and looks inside. There, lying dead on the ground, is Chet, with a dagger in his back. He's dead.
Oh my God! I know this man!
He's so handsome. Who is this guy? He's been stabbed in the back.
He was my manager.
Oh my God. What's he doing in your room?
Oh, we had a very special relationship. He was about to break me on Broadway. Yes, I'm quite a big star from Portsmouth.
My God. Well, will you tell the captain or some sort of security or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I can actually take care of this, I think. So you all just go back to your cabins and I have a special relationship with the captain as well. So don't worry, I'll take care of everything.
She must be fine. She's getting rid of a dead body herself. Ooh. That's fantastic.
The crowd clears off and Lena stands over Chet's dead body. She decides to go through his pockets. She finds the contract and rips it up. She also finds a note that says 2. The number 2. What could that mean? All of a sudden, there's a knock on our cabin door.
Hello? It's just me, Markle.
Markle, thank God you're here.
Oh, yes, Miss Aldridge.
Now, you remember that tip I gave you earlier?
Yes, the fiver. Thank you.
Yes, I hope that will cover this as well.
Oh, my God! Who there? Oh, my God, that's Chet.
Yes.
From next door.
Yes.
What's he doing here?
He's been killed and I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, my God.
But I think it's best if he just disappears.
Well, yes, we can't ruin the reputation of the Queen Mary, of course.
Or me.
Oh, yes, or you. Right. Well, he's a slender man. Open the window and on 3 we can wrap him in a bedsheet and hurl him overboard.
It's an excellent idea, Markle.
It's not my first body.
They do just that. They wrap him up in some bedsheets, poke him through the little porthole, and slip him out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Bloop!
I found this.
Oh, this says number 2. The number 2?
Does that mean anything to you?
Captain, we've got the load of telegrams here. There's one for you, Mrs. Aldridge. Apparently it says there's been a number one note found back in the club in Soho. Just to let you know, there's your telegram.
Oh, from Soho. There you go.
Don't know if I filled in any kind of any plot hole there. I just just here. I'm the ship postman. Just doing my best.
It's from the police.
Oh my!
I mean, they took my name and number. I didn't expect them to get in touch, but then I'm sure they want to stay in touch with someone who's going to be a star.
Well, why are the police in contact with you?
Let me see. It just says, "Dear Miss Aldridge." Mm-hmm.
That's you.
That is me. We found this. And it's a picture of the number one.
Oh.
They managed to put that in the telegram somehow. I don't quite know how.
How curious.
And it's got my name on it. Wait, let me see that number two again.
Yes, here you go.
It's got my name on it as well.
Oh.
Wait, and it says, "You are wanted for murder. Please report back to Portsmouth Police Station immediately."
Lena, what have you done?
What, are they going to try and pin this on me?
Well, I mean, there was a dead body in your room today as well.
Do you think I've did it?
Well, I didn't examine the knife. That's stupidly of me. I just helped you throw him out the window.
I did tip you, Markle.
I know, and I accept a tip.
I was at the captain's table. I have an alibi for this one.
Oh, yes, I saw you there. Well...
Is there a ship detective?
There is, yes.
Lena Aldridge, you're requested to perform on the stage in about 5 minutes. That's Lena. Call off Lena Aldridge.
Oh, my God.
Goodness, Lena, you're a star of the boat as well.
Yes, now if you'll excuse me, I have to do my warm-ups. La 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 la.
Lena does her set, and while she's doing that, Merkel gets the boat detective Quivers involved. They're sifting over the papers when Lena comes back to her room.
Oh, I'm sorry, who's this?
I'm Quivers, the boat detective.
Quivers?
Yeah, that's me.
Right. Well, I'm glad there's a professional here to clear my name.
Right, so I've been looking at these notes and, I don't know. So there was one in London that had your name on it, and it was number one. And then there was this one, this one here. Don't know why I'm laughing. Sorry about that.
I don't think you're taking this very seriously, Quivers.
I'm a ship detective. Nothing happens on these boats normally.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Has he been on the laughing gas?
Been on the drink. But he's a great ship detective. I must say, he finds and discovers everything. Quivers.
Yeah?
What can you see? Tell us.
Well, I can just see that... Can I have a sample of your handwriting, please?
I'm sorry, my urine.
No, your head. Well, if you're offering. I said handwriting. So I can cross match with this handwriting and your handwriting. Just write anything down, just like your name.
Yes. Oh, you want an autograph? Well, if you wanted an autograph, you didn't have to go to all this trouble. You could have just said.
Yeah.
But here you go.
All right. Thanks a lot. Well. Obviously, it's not your handwriting, so...
That's me in the clear, then. Oh, what a relief.
Yes, what a relief.
Do you have any enemies? Any kind of people that would want you to be dead or to be...
Well, I mean, most people love me, but I suppose I did have a few run-ins with that awful stripper at the old club in Soho.
What stripper, eh? Captain, that brings me to mind... Have you thought in more about my suggestion about having strippers in the queen mirror?
Well, Quivers, just get on with it.
All right. Well, what's the stripper's name? And I'll do some Morse code back to London and try and get her picked out.
His name is Jean.
Surname?
Jean the Sex Machine. Is the name that he goes by?
Jean the Sex Machine.
I suppose so. Yes, you can find him at. Dirty Den's
nightclub. I've heard of it. I've been there myself a few times. Anyway, all right, so I'll get that telegrams over to London and see what happens.
Thank you, Quivers.
Excuse me, madame. Yes, sorry. I'm the cleaner. We have cleaning your room. Oh, right now. Yes. Is not good time or. Well, maybe not right this second. You see, this is the ship detective.
You are.
Markle, you know.
Yes, Markle? Yes, we know Sylvie.
Ah, Markle.
Hello, Sylvie.
How are you?
Ah, very good, and you?
Very good, but well, there's supposed to be more than one woman in this cabin.
I'm sorry?
Because there was this man who came in, then there was another man who came in, and now three of you. So I don't know, how many beds do I make? Is it...
Oh my God.
Wait, what are you saying? There was a man? Well, that's obviously Chet.
That's obviously Chet, yeah.
Yes.
And another man. What did he look like? Oh, I don't know. He was English, perhaps. Not very handsome.
An ugly Englishman. Okay.
Take your pick.
Well, Sylvie, do you think you would be able to recognize him again?
Possibly, oui.
Go with Quivers and Lena and search the boat. We must find him before we go to bed.
All right, but nobody's cleaning the room.
No. It's the room is fine. I will clean it.
Okay.
Thank you, Sylvie.
Quivers, Sylvie, and Lena go down to the lower decks and try and find this mysterious man.
Do we think he's down here?
Oh, no, there's a lot of, as you can see, there's a big dancing, the square. They're all dancing there and playing their fiddle music.
Yeah, there's a lot of Irish people here.
There's a lot of Irish people here, yeah. I don't know if you're going to find them down here.
One very posh young woman and some sort of deckhand dancing on the table there.
Look, Sylvie, what did he look like? I know he was disgusting, but that doesn't narrow it down.
Oh, he had, how you say, some sort of a limp.
A limp? Does that sound like anyone to you?
My God, it's Jean. He must have followed me.
My Lord.
A little weasel.
Good. Quivers, can you come to Lena Aldridge's cabin, please? We need you here. Something terrible has happened.
Good. Trio rush back to Lena's cabin where another group of passengers had gathered outside.
Oh, not as good looking as the last one.
Oh my God, is that a body?
It looks really fat. Is that a fucking hell? It's the captain.
Oh my God.
The captain's got a bloody, he's got a stiletto for the eye.
Oh my God.
Who's steering the ship though?
We're gonna crash. Oh my God, we're gonna crash. Everyone, just go fucking mental. Ah! A riot in shoes. Everyone panics because the captain is dead. Lena, Quivers, and Sylvie.
That's a name.
Rush back around to the stage where standing in front of them is Jean.
Oh my God, Jean?
Yeah, it's me.
How did you follow me here?
I stowed away inside a bag. I managed to just squeeze my way onto the ship. Every time I've tried to kill you, someone else has been there. At the club, I thought it was you, and it wasn't. It was that cow. And then, again, I thought it was you going to be coming back, and it was that charming, handsome man. And then... Again, I thought it was you could be coming back. And it was that fat, horrible captain. Yeah, if it wasn't for you, I'd be the top singer at the club and I would have got this opportunity. I wanted my revenge. I wanted you to suffer.
Well, Jean, I'm sure this will make you happy. The whole thing was a sham. I was brought here to be a sex slave, not a singer for Judy Garland.
I don't care, I just didn't like you anyway.
Oh, damn it.
What's going on? Everyone's screaming and running around. It's like the ship is going to crash or something.
Well, you killed the captain, Jean. There's no one steering the ship.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look, I've got my own life jacket and I've got this gun. I'm going to kill you. And I'm going to feel so bloody great about it.
Stop right there.
What the fuck?
Yes, me, Markle. You put that gun down.
I'll put a sharpened stiletto through your eye.
Jesus Christ. This is Jean?
This is Jean.
Oh, well, Jean. I heard everything you said. It's 2 against 1 here.
3 against 1. All here as well.
Get him!
Ah! Get off me! The gun goes off as they grapple and pull Jean to the ground. Oh my God, who was that? Who got shot? Anyone? Anyone got shot?
Yes, it's me. It's Markle.
Oh, you are. You're going to die.
Oh, Markle.
Oh, Miss Aldridge.
Yes?
I'm glad we saved you.
No. Oh, me too.
Be a star.
Oh, my God, he's dead.
Those were his last words and they were about me.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to, we've arrested this Jean. We've got a handcuffed. I'm going to take him downstairs into the brig.
Are we in any danger? Is this boat actually sinking?
Yeah, it's going to sink. It's going to crash into that iceberg.
Where are the life jackets?
They didn't pack enough. They didn't think this was ever going to crash. I hope you can swim.
Well, I know my place. It's on the stage. I'll sing until this ship sinks. Quivers, thanks for everything.
Ah, you're welcome.
As the impact of the boat splits open the side, water engulfing every centimetre of the boat, it rises and rises. She sings louder and louder.
Isn't it nice to be a lady?
Until she can't sing anymore.
The end.
Oh my, what a sad, like Titanic, what a sad ending.
But I don't know if she died.
Oh, it could be a part two.
I think there's a sequel in the works.
It could have done an addendum.
Yeah,
wow.
I feel like she never really lost hope, so that was kind of a nice story.
Yeah, she had a good positive attitude.
Mm.
And
never give up on your dreams.
No, absolutely.
Even when the ship is literally sinking.
A lot of murders, which is good. Yeah, lovely stuff. Should we give this one a name, a title?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Journey
to
Murder.
Journey to Murder.
Mm. Well, that's a great title. Well, the actual title of the book is Miss Aldridge Regrets by Louise Hare.
Whoa.
Thank you, Louise. Thanks, Louise. That's an amazing...
That would have actually been a better title for ours, maybe. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
She did regret signing that contract.
Massive regrets.
It did fold into our story, didn't it?
It did, absolutely. Well, we're going to leave it there for this week, but if you want to listen to any more of these podcasts, go back. We've done a hell of a lot. You can search wherever you get your podcasts from, or the website at theblurbofficial.com.
Yes.
Yes.
Remember to rate, subscribe, leave us a review.
Hell yeah.
And tell your mum.
Tell your mum and your dad if they're around. Lots of love to everyone, and I will see you all next week.
See you guys.
See you
later. Bye. Bye.